have your Bibles with you, please turn to Psalms chapter 68 today. Psalms chapter 68 in your Bibles. And as you're turning there, I'd like to tell you about an elderly couple that passed away and found themselves at the pearly gates. Peter was there to welcome them, and he first showed them their mansion, and the man was overwhelmed by the sheer luxury of it all, and he said, "How much does this place cost per night?" And St. Peter said, "Well, sir, this is heaven." He said, "This doesn't cost you anything." And so he took them into the dining room, and where there was a table, and upon this table was piled high all of this most delicious foods that you could ever imagine. And overwhelmed by the glory of it all, the man asked, "How much does it cost for these meals?" And St. Peter told the man, he said, "You forget, sir, this is heaven. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free." And as the man said, "Well, that's very nice." And then, of course, St. Peter took them out back to show them the back lawns and everything. And where it was, he opened the door, and there was a fantastically beautiful golf course. And as the man stood there open-mouthed, St. Peter said, "Now, before you ask, there's no greens fees. This is heaven. This is, everything is free." And the man looked at his wife, and he said, "You and your confounded bran muffins. I could have been here 10 years ago." I don't understand. You know, we all like things that are free. We all like things that are free, and we all like our freedom to do those things that are free. Freedom goes a long way, and in that God gives us a free will to be ourselves, yet at the same time, it's through obedience that what we find is true freedom in Christ. Through our obedience, we find that true freedom in Christ. Now, I know that statement kind of makes the wheels of your mind go clank and clatter, because that's out of the norm, and your flesh begins to become uncomfortable because it's not of this world. But today, I want to talk to you about freedom through a chain reaction. And in Psalm 68, I want to begin reading in verse 5, where it says, in the New King James Version at least, "A father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation." And then in verse 6 it says, "God sets the solitary in families." One person, and he brings out those which are bound in chains. But then he says, "But the rebellious dwell in a dry land." You know, if things dry up on you, sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's because people are living in rebellion. And when you live in rebellion, the Bible says, you live in a dry land. It's a matter of time, if you're rebelling against God's word, that things dry up. Because the rebellious live in a dry land. But then he makes this powerful statement. God sets one in a family. If he can get one in a family that will honor and serve him, then he will bring out those in the family that are bound with chains. All God needs is one. He sets in a family, and with God, one is a majority. With God, one is greater than all the generations and addictions and curses that may be in the history of a family. And if God says, "I can get that one to turn to me with a whole heart, I can bring all the others that are bound with chains." It's a chain reaction. If I can get one, it will have a chain reaction. And I want to talk to you today about a chain reaction. You know, we've all been amazed by death-defying performances by magicians and stunt artists who perform these tricks. And many times they'll wrap themselves in chains and maybe be dropped into a tank of water, and knowing that they can't get free, pushing themselves to the maximum and pushing themselves to the very edge of these death-defying tricks and trying to free from these trying to free themselves from the chains before they run out of the air. You'll see these bubbles flow up from the water. And there's something about seeing someone wrapped up in these chains when we see someone bound trying to get loose. And I believe we have something inside of all of us that cries for freedom. I know even as little girls, my daughters, when I would wrestle with them and they would dogpile on top of me, and then I would roll them off of me and I'd roll on top of them and steamroller them and then hold them down to the carpet and then restrain them and then let the spit drop from my mouth and all of a sudden get to their closed face and then suck it back. Well, that's a little too much, but I know that they didn't like being restrained for any period of time. Because something inside of us wants to be free. There's something inside of us that binds, that we want to be free, that restrains us from a hindrance. You know, these chains are joined pieces of metal that symbolize captivity in our mind. And you have to understand that when you see someone in chains, it instigates a reaction. A fight arises in us that starts pulling for someone to get loose from those chains. You know, life has many chains and ways of imposing invisible chains in our life. Invisible chains that minimize our mobility. Invisible chains that stop and hinder our progression in life. Those chains may take on many forms. Many forms. Those chains can show up in the form of our life as drugs. Maybe they can be self-esteem. Maybe they can be... You know, I see this chain and I think of fear. The chain of depression can wrap itself around you when bad news comes. And if we allow it, it can absolutely stop you from going forward and being free. And I think of the chain of eating disorders that many young teenage girls and women wrestle with. The chain that binds their life. The chains that maybe represent a website for pornography addiction. Maybe the chain of drugs for some, or alcohol addiction. And the chain of shame. The past residue of failures. The enemy, he chains you. He chains you with that. And he tries to hold you captive and he tries to hinder you from moving forward. And those chains are very real. The chain of depression. The chain of mental oppression. And you have to understand that when the enemy tries to throw those chains around you and hinder you, he'll try to bind you, and you have to have a reaction to those chains. We often think of a chain reaction of being in a car wreck. And when something happens to a person, there's a reaction again and again as another car slams into the back. And we think of that as being in the term of a chain reaction. Such as what happened to Officer Matt Grice in Shawnee when he was in an intersection and another car slammed into the back of a car, into the back of him. And, you know, he's in our hospital up at OU Medical Center fighting for his very life. And that's a type of a chain reaction. And those types of chain reactions can change your life in an instant too. Forever. One minute you're doing your own thing and the next minute... Like that can change your life forever. That's a type of chain reaction. But that's not the kind of chain reaction I'm talking about this morning. The chain reaction I'm talking about this morning is the reaction that you need to have when something comes and tries to bind you. Whatever it is, if it's fear or if it's depression, if it's worry or if it's an addiction or if it's a habit, you are to have a chain reaction. You see, a lot of people get wrapped up in things and they can't get free. Not because God can't set them free, but because they don't have the proper chain reaction to those chains. You don't have enough in you that says, I refuse the chain of fear. I refuse the chain of worry. I refuse the chain of depression. I will not wear it. I will not allow it to take hold of me. Now don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to blindly ignore it and wish it wasn't there. Wouldn't that be nice? That's stupidity. I'm saying to fight it. Fight it using your spiritual armor and weapons, as I mentioned in Ephesians 6, 11 through 18. Because you don't have to be a victim. But if you want to be free, you've got to react to whatever is holding you back. Jesus will help you, but you've got to have a chain reaction, or that chain will wrap itself around you and it'll squeeze the joy right out of you. It'll defeat you. And you'll go around discouraged and depressed and hopeless and filled with anxiety and worry and fear. Hebrews 12:1 talks about how those chains can wrap around you. It says, lay aside every encumbrance of sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You know, yesterday I was trimming some tree limbs and things out of my fence line in the back of my yard, and I ran into some thorns, to some hedge of thorns, and I had some pliers with me because I was also strengthening some fence along the top post there. So I started pulling those thorns with some pliers, and I'm glad I did, because if you try to pull those thorns with some gloves, those thorns can even go through some gloves. But I noticed that there were some dead thorns along that had entangled along the chain link fence also. So they were dead, so I tried to pull some of those out also, but by golly, those things stuck me just as much as the live ones did. And I thought, how interesting. Even though it's dead, you still have to be careful and remove those things. With pliers. I had to pull those out with pliers. So, you know, that just goes to show you, even when the blood of Jesus kills the living flesh that wants to crawl us and get up in us, you still have to take care of things in your life that may be dead already. They don't just go away automatically. Things can still hurt people that may be dead in your life from the flesh that you kill. You still have to work at getting rid of those things because they can still hurt people. You got to chop those chains with the sword of the Spirit. It's the only thing sharp enough that can go through those invisible links of bondage in your life. Praise and worship is the chain reaction to things that bind and enslave us many times. You know, a lot of people don't understand why we praise the Lord like we do around here with lifted hands and shouts of praise. And sometimes we get a little loud around here. And at times we get a little bit of exuberant about our praise. What is that? It's a chain reaction to the things that used to be on us that are not on us anymore. And that's why we lift our hands, and that's why we sing, and that's why we shout, and that's why we praise God. It's a chain reaction. And sometimes we need to have a chain reaction. Sometimes you need to say, I want to feel free again. Sometimes something inside of you says, I don't want to be chained. I don't have to be chained to worry. I don't have to be stressed out about this situation and all the pressure that I'm under. I refuse these chains. I'm going to have a chain reaction. If you bring the chain reaction, my chain reaction will be, I will praise God at all times. And that's why we like to praise and worship around here. And that's why you'll see people standing the whole time we're singing. We're having a chain reaction. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And sometimes you just have to say, I'm tired of being wrapped up in depression. I'm tired of being wrapped up in fear. I have decided, you have decided, I'm tired of being wrapped up in a joylessness and anxiety. I'm going to have a chain reaction. You know, perhaps there's no greater jailbreak freedom than the story of Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. The Bible said that they had been beaten and falsely accused and stripped and put in chains and thrown into prison. But the most important part of that story in Acts chapter 16 isn't how unjustly that Paul and Silas were treated. The most important part of that story isn't how wrong it was for them to have been beaten or how bad the trial was or how they went through. You know, all of us go through things where we're treated unfairly, even though it seems like with God it's not fair the way things turn out sometimes. Seems like He blesses some people and others get missed. While others go through things that are so much more severe, and it seems sometimes like you're getting unjust treatment. And then there's times when you feel like you've been beaten by the circumstance of life, beaten by trials and tribulations. I mean, we all can relate to that. But the story, the most important part of the story, is not that they were treated unfairly, not that they were beaten by their captors, but it was their reaction to what happened to them. When they were chained, they had a reaction that was not normal. You have to choose that when life beats you and the trials beat you down, and when you're treated unjustly, you have to have a proper reaction to those chains. You can either let the problem wrap itself around you, squeeze the joy right out of you, lose your peace, go into worry, go into fear, go into depression, worry yourself sick about your children, about your family, or you can have the proper chain reaction. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, chained up, beaten up, messed up, treated so unfairly, so of some of you, but at midnight, they prayed and sang praises to God. That's the proper chain reaction. And I don't know about you, but I've had some midnight experiences. And if you've never had one, maybe it's time you had a chain reaction in your life. Especially if you have teenagers. You'll get some midnight experiences. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm going to tell you what a proper chain reaction should be. I refuse to let the enemy turn these problems into chains that will bind me. I will praise the Lord at my midnight hour. Dive into the book of Psalms. Fall on your knees in prayer. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how bad it is. Have a chain reaction. Refuse these chains by praising the Lord. The Bible says as soon as they reacted to these chains properly, I mean, they could have had a pity party. But instead, what we need to do is praise the Lord until these chains break. And I don't know how long it will take for you. God may give you a quick word. Or He may just say, wait, and do a bit more praying. But it won't happen until you start. It's not that these chains aren't real, but it's our reaction to the problems of life that releases the power of God, is what it is. It releases our grip so the Spirit can grow and faith can begin to blossom, is what happens. That's how Peter was able to walk on the water when he saw Jesus in Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 and 29. I mean, when he saw Jesus out there walking on the water, he released his grip of fear and he was just able to hop on the boat and out of the boat and start walking to him. Faith began to blossom. The chains broke loose. And he saw his master. But when he started looking at the chains and picking them back up again, that's when he began to sink. So back to Paul and Silas. The Bible says that the prisoners heard them. And sometimes you're not praising God just for yourself. Sometimes you're not worshiping and praising God just like we did earlier in the service because others may be watching. Sometimes people come into these services and they're stressed out and they're on the urge of giving up and they're addicted and they may be bound up with chains and it may just take for them to hear the people begin to praising God. And the prisoners hear our praise. And the Bible says everyone's shackles were loosed and every prison door was open. Look down at that row you're in. If God can get one down that row, if God can get one that can agree with another, one on that row, I can set the rest of the deadheads free on that row. All he needs is a Paul and Silas. Can I get a Paul and a Silas on every row to have a chain reaction? I don't care if they're sucking their teeth or rolling their eyes. If God can get two or three to agree, there's a chain reaction. And when you have a proper chain reaction, chains begin to break. You may have family members that are messed up, going through things that are really hard, going through things that are really hard in your life that really hurt your heart right now. But God says, if you have the right reaction and refuse these chains, He'll set the captives free. We need to get free from worry and discouragement, defeat. We begin to need to get those chains to break and snap. Because if you have a chain reaction, you'll cause a chain reaction. But God needs you to start it. And I can guarantee that if you can, somebody around you or close by that is watching you, somebody needs to hear your midnight song. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16 that the foundation of the prison was shaken and Paul and Silas and all the prisoners were free from their chains when that happened. You know, the human psyche is a fascinating thing because truly one has to choose to be free. There's an interesting phenomenon that occurs in people who have been abducted, raped, abused, or kidnapped. It's called the Stockholm Syndrome. And it's a study that was done in Stockholm, Germany. In 1973, a bank was robbed and it was taken over by some robbers, thugs, and they held captive for 6 days some employees at a bank. They abused them horribly and tortured them, so they broke them down and tormented them with the fear of their life. And then at the end of 6 days, there was something that snapped in the minds of these people that had been held captive. That they actually had felt a sense of loyalty to the people that had held them kidnapped and held them captive, that had kidnapped them. They felt a sense of loyalty to them. This is called the Stockholm Syndrome. It's when there's a sympathy for the status that you've been in and that you've been in it so long that you begin to accept the defeat that you're in. You begin to accept the bondage. You begin to accept the addiction. There's a lot of people who have spiritual Stockholm Syndrome. They've lived so long, have been so defeated, so depressed, so long that they've actually become sympathetic with the status that I have a right to be depressed. I have a right to be fearful. I have a right to be afraid. Nothing good has happened in my life. You become so accustomed to failure, so accustomed to losing, so accustomed to being bound and defeated and depressed that you actually have a sense of loyalty. And that's what happened to the children when they came out of the Egyptian bondage. They got out there and they began to say, Moses, We were better off when we were in Egypt. You have to have the proper chain reaction. And when the spiritual Stockholm syndrome gets hold of you, it's like you actually believe what your captors have told you about yourself more than the truth. And that's what happens to the devil when he tells you things and tells us things about ourselves. That's why a young teenage girl can look in the mirror and hate what she sees. Even though she's thin, she sees herself in a different way. She hears a voice telling her that she's ugly, she's unattractive, and that chain gets on her and wraps itself around her. And she actually becomes sympathetic to the captivity that she's in. So real is this that there was a child, and you may have heard it in the news a few years ago, that was in St. Louis that was kidnapped in a neighborhood. And thankfully the police found the kidnappers and they went in there and they raided the home. And they rescued the child that was kidnapped. But then they found another child in that same home that had been held captive for 5 years. And the amazing thing was this. The child was just 5 blocks away from their parents' home. And the captor had so broken down that boy with horrible abuse and sexual abuse and with mental abuse. And then year after year after year with this kind of abuse, and the captor had begun to leave that child alone as he would go to work. And even though that child could have walked out of that home while the captor was gone and went to his home just blocks, 5 blocks away, and went into the loving arms of his mother and father, something mentally inside said, I cannot do it. I am who he says I am. I cannot walk out. And there was invisible chains. And even after they rescued him and set him free, he was so connected to the man that held him captive and who had so abused him that it took a lot of work to get him back to the place where he would used to be, and so he could go back and identify who he was truly supposed to be. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people. A lot of people, we begin to wear the chains that the enemy puts on us. And we stay depressed and we stay down and doubtful and discouraged and we lose hope and we stay that way. Day after day, week after week, we have to have a chain reaction that says, I refuse these chains. These chains do not belong on a child of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, not worry. There's depression. There's not depression, not defeat, not anxiety about my children, my family. I want to have a chain reaction. But the enemy likes for you to think that there's chains for you. And here's the beautiful thing. When you have a proper chain reaction, it begins to affect the others in your family, because the Bible says, as we read in this morning, he sets the solitary in families to bring out those who are bound with chains. God says, if I can get one to have a chain reaction, there will be a chain reaction in that family. That's why in Acts chapter 12, when Peter was in prison, he was bound up in chains in his feet. And here's the key. A light shined into his prison. And that's what's happening right now. You're hearing the word of God preached to you, and a light shining into some prisons right now where there's chains of depression and addiction to websites and bondages and shames of the past where you've been chained onto. But the light of God's word is being shined into the entrance of thy word bringeth light. and the Word is shining light. And the next thing that needs to happen is the angel said to Peter, come on, let's get out of here. And the Scripture said, when he got up, the chains fell off. But here's the key. He had to follow the angel out of that prison. God will burst open the revelation and the light and the potential for you to be free. If you're bound by something that keeps you down, God burst open the prison door, the light shining, but you've got to follow the angel. You've got to do your part. You've got to have the proper reaction and say, I refuse those chains. I will not be a prisoner. Don't be like the little boy when he could have fallen into his father's arms, and when you can fall into your father's arms, who is right close by. And when I get free, it's going to touch my family. It's going to touch my friends. It's going to touch people that are close to me. It's going to have a chain reaction. And if it'll start with you, it won't stop with you. God will keep blessing and flowing others until your family is saved. Football practice was over and Denny was sore from head to toe. He slowly climbed the graffiti-laden stairway of this aged apartment building that he lived in. And suddenly he heard his mother's chilling screams. He heard those sounds many times before and it formed this sickening knot in his stomach. He tried for years without success to quell his father's drunken fits of anger and abuse. But today would be different because suddenly something snapped inside of him. With adrenaline pumping, Denny stormed through the apartment door and tore his dad away from his mother in anger. Hardened by years of football training, he hammered his dad with two quick punches. And then, empowered by years of burning memories, he lifted his father up and he threw him out their second-story window. Amazingly, his father sustained only minor injuries during the fall. But memories of what he'd done haunted Denny through two marriages and a string of friendships that was shattered by a fiery temper. Alcoholism, something he swore would never destroy his life as it did his father's, slowly ate away at him as well. And little did Denny realize if he had any chance at all for a worthwhile life, it would be through learning to honor his dad. Miraculously, even Denny discovered the freedom to be found in honoring his dad, because after 6 years, Denny finally consented to attend church with an old high school teammate. And when he did, he placed his faith in Jesus Christ. Soon after that, he married a wonderful Christian widow. Prompted by his wife and several Christian friends, Denny placed 3 phone calls to his dad over the course of 7 years. Each call began with, Dad, I love you, only to be followed by a prompt click on the other end. Finally, on the 4th attempt, Denny was able to convince his father to listen. And in the moments that followed, he explained how much of his life had changed and how he could forgive and honor his dad now because all had been forgiven, and how Jesus Christ had changed his life. Several months had passed by, and one day his mom called at the office with shocking news that his father was near death. And before he could leave for the airport, his mother called again to say, your dad's gone missing. I don't know where he's at. He's just disappeared. Well, his father had checked into an alcoholic rehabilitation clinic in order so he could talk with his son, Denny, about spiritual things, and so he could become sober before he died. And Denny did see his father again. He was able to see his father again. And he had the incredible privilege of leading him to accept Christ into his life. Several months later, his dad died. And now Denny awaits the great anticipation to see him, eager to pick up where he left off. Having found the freedom in giving the gift of honor, Denny now moves through life unencumbered by the chains that once paralyzed him. Denny had a chain reaction by choosing to bestow honor, even though it wasn't deserved. But he freed himself that brought his dad to Christ. For Denny and many others, the gift of honor was the gift of life. Denny had a chain reaction that directly affected his father. Now, I didn't say it happened quickly in your family. Just because it may start with you, it may take longer with those around you. But not always. Sometimes it may take a matter of minutes, hours, days, weeks, months. I don't know, but the Spirit works different within us all. Because according to each person's will, it will happen. But when it does, that midnight hour, those chains fall off, the reaction begins, and those become affected. Are you ready for a chain reaction? Will you be the one that God starts in the family? If you're here today and have lived a life of religious chains and want to experience the true Spirit of Christ, then ask and receive. If you'd like assistance, I'd be honored in helping you, or maybe one of our counselors would like to help you. If you need healing, or if you'd like some special prayer, or like a chain reaction, we'd love to be able to minister to you. This isn't a sales pitch to see if I sold you on Jesus through my sermon, or to see if I've convinced you to make a commitment that you regret later. It's a time when we gather as a body of believers to be ministered to, to allow the Spirit to flow through our hearts and connect to the Almighty King of Kings. Don't miss this opportunity. It doesn't have to be up front. It can be in your seat. It can be with the person next to you. If you don't like crowds, it can be in the back. It's an important part of ministry that you need. Don't leave here today if the Spirit's speaking to you or if you have a pressing need on your heart. You're hurting no one but yourself. We're family here. The loving family of God. And that's what it's all about. Please stand with me in prayer. Could I have some counselors down front here? Dear Father, this morning, as we pray, we ask that your Spirit would loosen chains this morning. Loosen these chains, Father, that the enemy so wants around us to hold us back. We ask that the enemy would loosen us and free us to be your children as you intend us to be, Father. Let your Spirit reign mightily. Let your Spirit rain down upon us, Father. We love you and we praise you, Father. Please, Father, show us the way to be free. Please let us step boldly, Father. Please let us realize who we are. And if the enemy has wrapped itself around us with these chains, let us boldly step forth out of those. Snap them loose, Father. Snap them free. Today, let us be loose from those chains. Let us be the one. Let us be the one that breaks them free from our families. Let them set free. Father, we are bound to be your children. We are bound to claim our families free, to break curses from our families, break curses from our generations. Father, we are meant to be free as your children, to walk in the freedom of light. We are meant to be your children, Father. Break these curses, Father, today. We claim these things in your name, Father. We claim these, Father, today. In your precious Son's name. Father, we claim the blood of Jesus. We claim the blood of Jesus, Father, today, upon these things. Join me with prayer. Father, we just praise your holy name this morning. And we lift up your name. We praise the name of your Son, Jesus, for setting us free. For the sacrifice that you made. For the blood that you cover our sins. And give us a clean slate, Father. Give us the power to break these chains. To set the captives free. To spread the good news. To tell others how to become free. Father, guide us this week during our week. Keep us safe. We love you and we praise your name. Amen.